Welcome to the book summary of Leaders Eat Last, Why Some Teams Pull Together and Others Don't by Simon Sinek. Main idea, Leaders Eat Last argues that true leadership is not about authority, rank, or power, but about creating an environment where people feel safe, valued, and trusted. Sinek posits that when leaders prioritize the well-being of their team members, metaphorically ensuring they eat first, it fosters a deep sense of trust and cooperation. This, in turn, leads to more resilient, adaptive, and successful organizations where teams naturally pull together to face external challenges and seize opportunities. Key concepts. 1. The circle of safety. This is the core concept of the book. Sinek argues that the primary role of a leader is to create and maintain a circle of safety within the organization. Inside the circle, employees feel protected from internal dangers like politics, layoffs, humiliation, and unfairness. When people feel safe from internal threats, they are more likely to trust each other, collaborate freely, share information, take risks, and focus their energy on external challenges, competition, market changes. 2. Human biology and evolution. Sinek draws heavily on anthropology and biology to explain why this works. He discusses how human beings are wired for social cooperation for survival. He explains the role of neurochemicals, endorphins and dopamine, selfish chemicals driving individual achievement and perseverance. Necessary, but don't foster cooperation on their own. Serotonin and oxytocin, social chemicals. Serotonin reinforces status and pride derived from group recognition, making us feel valued. Oxytocin fosters feelings of love, trust, and belonging. It's released through physical contact, acts of generosity, and shared vulnerability, strengthening bonds within the tribe or team. Cortisol, the stress or fear chemical, released when we feel threatened. While useful for immediate danger, chronically high cortisol, often present in unsafe work environments, inhibits oxytocin, breaks down trust, drives self-preservation, and negatively impacts health and performance. 3. Leadership as responsibility, not perk. True leaders understand that their position comes with a responsibility to protect their people. Like parents caring for children or tribal leaders, ensuring the group's survival, leaders should be willing to sacrifice their own comfort and benefits for the good of the team. The title Leaders Eat Last comes from a practice in the Marine Corps, where leaders genuinely eat only after their troops have been served, symbolizing this commitment. 4. The dangers of abstraction and short-term thinking. Sinek critiques modern business practices that often prioritize numbers, metrics, and short-term gains over people. When leaders become disconnected from a human impact of their decisions due to scale, distance, or focusing solely on spreadsheets, empathy erodes, the circle of safety breaks down and organizations become vulnerable. He points to phenomena like mass layoffs driven by shareholder pressure rather than genuine necessity as examples of violating the circle of safety. 5. Building trust takes time and consistency. Creating a circle of safety isn't achieved through a single action, but through consistent behavior demonstrating empathy, integrity, and a genuine commitment to the team's well-being over the long term. In essence, Sinek's message is that organizations thrive not because of ruthless tactics or individual brilliance alone, but because leaders create conditions of psychological safety and trust. When leaders genuinely care for their people and put their needs first, employees respond with loyalty, engagement, and a willingness to go the extra mile, collectively strengthening the organization against any external threat. It's a call for more empathetic, human-centric leadership focused on long-term health rather than just short-term results. If you like what you hear, consider subscribing to our podcast for your daily dose of inspiration so you can become 1% smarter. Have an awesome day ahead.